5G forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 58 this afternoon under cloudy skies. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers. Tonight, lows around 31. Mainly sunny. Tomorrow, high of 43. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 52.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. Law enforcement authorities are investigating three suspects on drug allegations after a drug bust at an apartment complex in Brown County. Sheriff's deputies initiated two search warrants simultaneously at 715 and a half, apartment number 1 and number 3, Oregon Street in Hiawatha. At apartment number 1, deputies arrested Brian Emery, 60, of Hiawatha, on requested charges of possession of meth and possession of drug paraphernalia. Brenda Emery, 60, was arrested on requested charges of marijuana and possession of paraphernalia. At apartment number 3, deputies arrested Renee Trotter, 68, of Hiawatha, on requested charges of possession of meth and possession of drug paraphernalia. An Overland Park man has been sentenced to 14 months for fleeing from law enforcement. Douglas County District Attorney Suzanne Valdez announced yesterday that John J. Kruger, 37, of Overland Park, was sentenced to 14 months in the Kansas Department of Corrections for fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request a personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran announced a $500,000 Federal Railroad Administration grant to begin planning and development of an extension of Amtrak's Heartland Flyer that will connect the existing rail service between Oklahoma City and Fort Worth with Wichita and Newton. The proposed extension would also include additional stops in Wichita, Newton, and a new stop in Ark City. Kansas schools could be required to start class after Labor Day. That's if a proposed bill gets support in Topeka. Three Kansas representatives are sponsoring this pre-filled bill, hoping to get it debated in the next legislative session. One of the lawmakers said that moving the start date back could cut down on air conditioning costs for schools and would keep kids out of hot school buses during the warm days of August. Newly elected Wichita School Board member Nock Vaughn.
Pushing it back to September, like, hopefully addresses like some of those heat wave concerns.
That audio courtesy of KSN. If it were approved, it wouldn't take effect until the 2025-26 school year. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. An Elwood woman charged in an attempted murder plot has taken a plea deal. Valerie Miller, 41, pled guilty on Thursday to one count of attempted first-degree murder. A second charge of attempted first-degree murder was dismissed in exchange for the plea. Court documents revealed that Miller allegedly offered an undercover officer money to have her ex-husband's girlfriend, the girlfriend's three kids, and Miller's adult son killed. Miller is scheduled to be sentenced on February 12th. A Grand Island man faces charges after he allegedly impregnated a girl under the age of 13. Domingo Bautista, 46, faces multiple charges in Hall County Court, including first-degree sexual assault of a child. According to an arrest affidavit on Wednesday, a Grand Island police officer responded to a Grand Island middle school after a girl under the age of 13 reported she was sexually assaulted by Bautista 5 to 10 times over the last year. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network. Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Blue Rapids' annual hometown Christmas is Saturday, December 9th, with a fireman's breakfast from 7 to 11, a Christmas bazaar at the Blue Rapids Gym from 8:30 until 2:30, kids' ornament making at the museum Saturday from 9 to 4, business open houses throughout the day with carriage rides from 11 to 3, a live nativity downtown at 4. Soup supper at the community center begins Saturday at 4:30. Santa arrives at the bandstand on the square at 5, and a lighted parade begins at 6 p.m. All motorized and lighted entries are welcome in the parade, lined up at 5 o'clock south of the square. Also Saturday, Santa is to arrive in Greenleaf at 9 a.m., and in Lynn, Santa will greet youngsters at the old high school gym at 10. Santa is to arrive in Axtell Saturday at 12:30 at the American Legion, where a soup dinner is planned beginning at 11:30. Santa is to arrive at the Beatty Cafe Saturday at 1. Summerfield will also host a soup dinner Saturday 11 to 1, with Santa arriving at the community center at 2. He'll be in Morrillville Saturday 1 to 3 at Stanton Farm Service. Hanover Hospital Foundation is hosting a benefit soup dinner Sunday at the Kloppenburg Center from 11 to 1. The annual Axtell Ecumenical Christmas Cantata is this Sunday evening, 7 p.m., at the United Methodist Church in Axtell. Kansas State University Beef Extension will host a cow-calf production clinic in Washington, December 14th, focusing on navigating opportunities and risks, with discussion on local conditions encountered by cow-calf producers. This will include forage sampling in a drought year, interactive polls, implications of forage sampling, and a presentation by K-State ag economist who will discuss making dollars and cents of risk management tools. The clinic is Thursday, December 14th in Washington at the FNB Basement Bank Meeting Room. $10 payable to Fedora will include the meal. RSVP is due by Monday, December 11th, from the Concordia office of the River Valley Extension District at 785-243-8185. Also, the first of a series of soil fertility clinics is planned December 13th in Clay Center, focusing on nitrogen management. The meeting, 9:30 to 1:30, includes lunch and will be followed in January at Delphus with a program on phosphorus management, and later in January in Concordia on other fertilizers. For information on those series, contact the River Valley Extension District offices. Nemaha County Emergency Management will conduct a search and rescue training Monday, December 11th, during evening hours at the intersection of U.S. 36 and K-63, with multiple emergency vehicles in the vicinity Monday evening. Kansas Farm Bureau at their annual meeting in Manhattan elected Pottawatomie County farmer Glenn Brunkow as vice president, and Marshall County farmer Dan Schmidt was elected to the board of directors.
I'll be starting my third term on the board of directors, and they're two-year terms. I represent the 5th district, which is basically Marshall County down to Geary, and then over to Saline, and then back up to Republic. And there's 10 counties in the 5th district.
Dan Schmidt talks about the role that Farm Bureau plays for farmers and ranchers in Kansas.
Probably one of the biggest things that I do it for is not only my generation, but the generations to come. I get pretty passionate about keeping this way of life going, and you know, I want my kids to be able to have opportunities to farm Point Ranch just like I do, and you know, it's just an important thing for me, and I think it's very important for a lot of the folks in Farm Bureau and their local communities as well.
Joining us as our public affairs guest this weekend, the conversation airs Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, including highlights from the recent annual meeting and the topics discussed.
Things that happened at this last annual meeting, we elected a new vice president for Farm Bureau, Glenn Brunkhouse from Pottawatomie County. Some of the new policy tweaks that we put in place are made some strengthening of some ag lending type issues, and then also we spent a lot of time on energy policy, looking at not only wind but also solar energy and how that's starting to kind of affect members across the state.
Harry E. Johnston, age 96, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service Monday, 11 a.m. at the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Harry Johnston.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies today with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. A chance for some rain showers early tonight, then staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine and breezy throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 30s and mid 40s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. Mostly sunny skies into Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Then partly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Warming up as we head into Monday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 50s. And partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Cloudy skies throughout the day on Tuesday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. Then mostly cloudy skies into Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Sunshine throughout the day on Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. And partly cloudy skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. And more sunshine on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December 45. Record high on this date 72. The average low 24 and the record low 8 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:34. Sunset this evening at 5:04.
If you have ever wondered, as we have, if a reverse microwave oven was possible, the answer may be here. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 8th, the 342nd day of the year. Comedian Flip Wilson was born on this day, as well as musicians Greg Allman and Jim Morrison. Microwaves are handy if you need to heat something fast, but what if you need to quickly freeze something? Engineers in Spain have designed a countertop appliance that not only cooks like a microwave, but can rapidly cool food and beverages as well, from room temperature to frozen in less than 10 minutes. To be fair, it's not new technology. Blast chillers have been used for years to freeze food without evaporation, essential for better taste after thawing. This is the first time, however, that technology has been combined with a microwave and countertop size for consumer use. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Grab your list, check it twice, then head to Reflections Hallmark this Saturday for their Santa stock-up sale. Save on Christmas cards, gift wrap, flags, rugs, and door decor. Light up the holidays with Hallmark candles. Buy one, get one free. And stop by the Sports Bargain Table featuring Chiefs, K-State, and KU merchandise. Spend $50 or more and get a free Santa canvas bag. It's the best time to help Santa stock up on gifts and cheer this Saturday at Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
The Blue Rapids annual hometown Christmas is Saturday, December 9th. Fireman's breakfast from 7 to 11. Bake sale starts at 8 a.m. at the firehouse with the Christmas Bazaar at the gym from 8:30 until 2:30. Ornament making at the museum, carriage rides around the square from 11 to 1, a live nativity at 4, and a soup supper at 4:30 inside the community center. The beard contest and Santa arrives at 5 p.m. with the lighted parade this Saturday at 6. Follow the Get Blue Rapids Facebook page for updates, sponsored by the Blue Rapids Chamber. Join these local businesses in ringing in Blue Rapids' annual hometown Christmas. Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware, Jeans Hair Horizon, Sat Brothers Petroleum, and Landall Corporation.
Get the good stuff!
Superior quality at competitive prices. It's right around the corner at your Napa Auto Parts store, Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware. Napa has over 310,000 parts and accessories for auto, truck, farm, and small engine. Plus, all Napa brand parts are backed by a national warranty program. Need answers or advice? Just ask the friendly parts professionals at Napa at Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware. They're ready to help.
Get the good stuff.
Quality you can trust at prices you can afford at Napa Auto Parts, Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware.
Jeans Hair Horizon, your full-service salon and supplier of the latest Scentsy fragrances.
I offer family haircuts and pedicures and manicures. I do colors, highlights, waxing, perms. I do it all. Jeans Hair Horizon, 103 West 5th Street in Blue Rapids. It's right on the highway across from Mustang Motors. My phone number is 363-7979. I love my job.
Sat Brothers Petroleum works hard to be there for you when it matters most. Their goal is simple, to be your number one source of propane, lubricants, and extreme premium diesel fuel. They'll reach that goal by treating you like family and giving you service that makes you want to come back. Proudly serving Kansas with locations in Blue Rapids and Hanover, Sat Brothers thanks all their current customers. If you're not a customer, call the winning team at Sat Brothers locations in Hanover or Blue Rapids today for all your propane and fuel needs.
Landall Company in Marysville is expanding and looking for career-minded individuals who want to work for a stable company that's been in business for 60 years. Currently hiring welders, painters, assemblers, fabrication, and maintenance. Experience preferred but not required. Competitive wages, merit increases, annual raises, and promotions. $2 per hour shift differential for second and third shift. 4% attendance bonus based off your gross weekly wage. Apply online today at Landall.com.
Dazzle in the splendor of Blue Rapids hometown Christmas this Saturday with Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware, Jeans Hair Horizon, Sat Brothers Petroleum, and Landall Corporation.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tull. It appears the Kansas Jayhawks have found their guy to call the plays on offense. Ross Dellinger from Yahoo Sports first reported the news that Baylor offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes will come to Lawrence. Grimes spent the past three seasons at Baylor and was also the offensive coordinator at BYU. A future Royals Hall of Famer will be enshrined in another exclusive club. Alex Gordon, who starred at Nebraska and won the Golden Spikes Award his senior year as baseball's top amateur player, headlines the College Baseball Hall of Fame's class of 2023. Gordon, who played third base as a Husker, was a two-time first-team All-American, Baseball America Player of the Year, and the number two overall pick in the 2005 MLB Draft. With the Royals, Gordon would finish his career with eight Golden Gloves and an American League All-Star three times. The new Hall of Fame class will be honored at the Night of Champions on February 15th at the Marriott Kansas City in Overland Park. Mid-America Network Sports.
Ho, ho, ho. Toppers Plus Truck and RV has gift ideas for the truck owner on your Christmas list. Toppers Plus is Wichita's exclusive Lear dealer for truck caps and tonneaus. Plus, we're your authorized Rhino linings dealer, the leader in sprayed-on truck bed liners. Ride to Grandma's house in style this season with new floor mats by WeatherTech. You'll find stocking stuffers and gift certificates for the truck enthusiasts on your list at 333 Northwest Street in Wichita or toppersplusks.com.
Make a truck work for you.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request the personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
One of the best players to suit up in Emporia State in MIAA history adds yet another accolade to her resume. Mackenzie DeMarco was named second-team All-American by the United Soccer Coaches for the third consecutive season. DeMarco completes her career with 84 goals and 179 points, both of which are MIAA career records. This week's announcement that Kansas State football is losing its offensive coordinator came with a concern about the immediate future for the program, namely that next year's anticipated starting quarterback might choose to follow the assistant. However, a promotional video K-State football released on social media yesterday eases some minds when it comes to questions about its quarterback. Avery Johnson, the four-star recruit from Mays, appears committed to staying at K-State. The video K-State football shared on Thursday shared the news that Johnson is switching his jersey number to 2, the number he wore from youth football through high school before changing to number 5 this past season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball, Marysville opens league play hosting Clay Center on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington County entertains Wakefield live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights at Republic County. Frankfort meets Northern Heights at Waubonsie. Hanover Boys entertain St. Xavier Friday. Centralia's at Hiawatha. Diller O'Dell home to Sterling and Southern at Tri-County. Saturday, Hanover Girls at Little River at 3. Washington County meets Blue Valley at Cloud County. Southern entertains Deschler. Marysville Wrestlers at the Clay Center Invitational Saturday.
Gardeners are always looking for new growing challenges. Try starting a new poinsettia from seed this holiday season. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The colorful parts of the poinsettia that we call flowers are actually modified leaves or bracts. The tiny yellow growths in the center of these bracts are the true flower. These are often removed to extend the beauty of the poinsettia. If the flowers are left intact, they will eventually form a seed pod. Harvest the pod once it starts turning brown and store in a brown paper bag. Once completely dry, the pods pop open and you'll find the seeds at the bottom of the bag. Plant seeds in a moist, well-drained potting or seed starting mix. Set in a warm location and keep the soil slightly moist. Seedlings should appear in about 2 weeks. Keep in mind the offspring will probably look different than their parent plant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
KNDY.
You may have thought this political party died when this became legal again back in the 1930s. You'll be intrigued by the history of the group most people think is dead. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Earl Dodge is the former national chairman of the Prohibition Party.
He says a lot of the organization's history can be traced back to one of our most famous presidents, Abraham Lincoln.
When he was a young boy, he took a pledge that his mother had him sign, and he kept that all of his life. And in our historic collection, we have copies of that pledge. And he was against alcohol in every way, shape, or form. And in fact, he said once the slave traffic was completely wiped out, he hoped to start next to wipe out the liquor traffic.
When Lincoln died, the need for the Prohibition Party was born.
Abraham Lincoln was a staunch advocate of Prohibition and campaigned for it in Illinois. When he died, the people who took over the party didn't have that concern. And so 4 years later, on September 1st, 1869, the Prohibition Party was organized in Chicago.
It would take over 50 years for the Prohibition Party to build enough grassroots momentum to ban the manufacture and sale of alcohol in 1920. Ironically, the passage of Prohibition signaled the decline of the political group.
It elected actually thousands of people to the local level, particularly in states like Kansas and Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Illinois. When the Prohibition Amendment was passed, people felt that issue had been settled, so the Prohibition vote started to dwindle.
Prohibition was replaced in 1933. Party is still alive today, though, and fields a wide array of candidates, including nominees for president and vice president of the United States. Traveling the countryside in Lakewood, Colorado, I'm Andrew McRae.
When you pick out your live Christmas tree, give it a good shake before you load it up. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you don't, there may be tiny creatures on the tree that hitch a ride home with you as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty, economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Loves going out to get a live Christmas tree. The tree farm we go to has a mechanical shaker, and there's always something that falls out. Dead needles, bird nests, and especially bugs are all things I'm happy to leave behind. Keith Jarvie is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says even though it's chilly outside, any Christmas tree can harbor insects, especially aphids and spiders. So when you're out shopping for one, take a close look at it.
One of the things that you occasionally see is bark beetles. You look for pretty small holes in the trunk that might indicate there's beetles boring into the trunk. Other than that, it's kind of hard to see those aphids and spiders. They're fairly small, but you can kind of inspect branches and look for kind of a discoloration. And sometimes along that discoloration, you might see some aphids or some other insect that might be feeding on the tree.
They're creepy, but the insects won't hurt the tree, infest your houseplants, or feed on humans. However, aphids can hatch from Christmas trees in sufficient numbers, and it can be unnerving to see masses of dark spots crawling on your walls. Your first instinct may be to run for the nearest can of bug spray, but Jarvie says it's flammable, so that's not a good idea, especially around a Christmas tree.
Best thing to do is just to vacuum them up and especially try to avoid crushing them, because if you crush them against the wall or if you crush them against the carpet, it might stain. So best thing to do is just suck the little critters up.
Remember, these bugs are normally found outside, so if any escape the vacuum, Jarvie says the warm temperatures, low humidity, and lack of food sources in the home will usually kill the invaders within a couple of days. Learn more about Christmas tree hitchhikers at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Retailers place a priority on the sustainability of the products they sell. Up next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. I featured George Crave in the show the past 2 days. He and his brothers and many of their family members operate Crave Brothers Farmstead Cheese in Waterloo, Wisconsin. The company sells to buyers all over the country. And, says George, many of them appreciate the sustainability efforts of the company. Many, but not all.
Other people still say it's great. Congratulations. What's your price? What's your promotions? What's your distribution? And what are your minimums? And you go, no, wait a minute. You don't understand. We're sustainable. We're family-owned. We know our cows. We're rotating our crops. We're cover crops. We're producing green energy. And they're like, great. Congratulations. What's your price? What's your promotion? What are your minimums?
The Crave brothers have been in the dairy and cheese business for decades, and George says the next generation is being groomed to take over one of these days.
Farmers and production people that own a business have to always keep that in mind. What's your exit plan? How do you get out of this? You know, you turn around and you look what we have and you're like, okay, now what? How do you get out of this? So you really have to look at consultants and lawyers and accountants and be aware of it. And you can't wait till the last minute. You have to plan 5-10 years ahead of what your exit plan is going to be, because we all have an exit plan if we want to know about it or not.
Learn more at cravecheese.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Tulsa Farm Show is ongoing right now for a couple more days, going through Saturday the 9th. If you want to head down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, you can find more information at TulsaFarmShow.com. With more than 350 vendors going on this year, it's a big one, celebrating their 30th year anniversary at the SageNet Center at the Expo Square. Along with the vendors, you can see numerous different things, including different clinics and demonstrations, as we sat down with Scott, the show manager, to talk about what's going on at the show.
Yeah, thank you, Sol. Twice daily, we have our cattle shoe demos go on, and we'll have about a dozen, companies in here representing cattle equipment. That's twice daily. Our friends from Valen help us out with that. Also, we'll have Craig Cameron doing horse training seminars. That goes on every day. And new this year, Oklahoma State University will be doing some seminars in the conference room, and that'll happen on Thursday and Friday.
Very cool. Last time we chatted with you, you talked about some of the interest in and some of the new technology, the AI and the drones that are going on. I'm assuming we might see some drones flying around the exhibits as well. What do you think?
Yeah, we have. Actually, we're waiting on just a couple more okays from a few people that are in charge of the sky, per se, to get some permission. We'll be doing some clinics outside, we're hoping. Now, that would be through the... Actually, you have to report to the booth, and then I'll set up a time to demonstrate that for you.
I love it. Talk to us again about how many vendors are out there with you guys this year, and with people coming back from COVID-19, trying to actually get back into the groove of what's happening. Talk about what else you guys and what we could see at the fair this year.
Yeah, so we'll have just under 350 exhibitors. The show has been growing strong. Also, I got to say thanks to our friends from Oklahoma Farm Bureau, who are big supporters of this show.
You can find more information online at TulsaFarmShow.com.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Stickline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292, or online at horsetrailers.com.
Manhattan Trace Company, Manhattan, Kansas, they have a new special stock John Bread for sale Wednesday, December 13th, starting 11 a.m. This sale will feature the Sam and Karen Hinkle Angus Cowherd Dispersal, consisting of 200 mostly lions and middle bred genetics, home-raised Angus cows, 3 years to older, bred to Angus bulls, start calving late February. This will be an outstanding set of Angus cows. Bickelmeyer Land and Cattle will disperse 80 choice red Angus cows, 5 to 6 years old, bred to Peeper red Angus bulls, start calving early March. There will be 150 black and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 years to short and solid. They'll have September to November calves by side. We will have 175 fancy Angus and Hereford first calf heifers, their AI bred or bull bred for late January through March calving. Also offered will be 200 black, white face, and red Angus cows, mostly 3 to 6 years old, bred for late February to April calves. For more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, December 13th, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Get rid of insects munching on the grain in your grain bin. Turn on the fans, drop the temperature, and freeze them to death on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control, key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Grain temperature is critical for maintaining grain quality in your bins. Insects moving around and feeding on your stored grain can be controlled by temperature as well. Typical post-harvest aeration cools the grain mass. Now it's time to finish the job by dropping temperatures enough to kill the bugs. Ken Hellevang is an extension ag engineer at North Dakota State University. He says once temperatures dip below 50 degrees, the insects become inactive but not dead.
In the northern states, we can cool those stored grains to maybe freezing or just below. So we're talking 32 degrees. And within a matter of a few days, likely we'll kill off those insects.
How long will it take to cool the grain down? One rule of thumb is to divide 15 by the airflow rate in the bin, and that will give you a rough estimate of the number of hours it will take to run a temperature change through the grain bin.
So, for example, if we're looking at a common aeration airflow rate today of 2/10 of a CFM per bushel, we take 15 divided by that, and we're looking at roughly 70 hours of fan time.
He warns that bin vents could ice over when the aeration system is operated at or near the freezing point. Have a sensor to stop the aeration fan if bin roof pressures become excessive. You could also leave access doors open to serve as pressure relief valves. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about freezing the bugs in your bins at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Moving through a Friday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. We're still seeing some decent numbers in the livestock market right now. They continue to move upward. On the other hand, grains are moving in the downward direction, mostly lower across the board. Now we'll see how we close a little bit later. Corn market has dipped into the red now. December corn's down 2 cents at 466 and a quarter. The March corn down 3 cents at 485, even a bushel. In the wheat market, December KC wheat's in the green 6 3/4 at 669 even. March KC wheat's down 5 pennies at 662 1/2. In the oats market, we have March oats up a penny at 362 1/2. December oats that are about off the board, they're up 12 pennies at 384 even right now. And the soybeans, January beans are down 11 1/4 at $13 even a bushel. March down 10 1/2 at 13 at 19 3/4. Looking at your soybean meal, December meal's down 220 at 422.30, with the January down 290 at 403.90. We have the soybean oil for December down 8 pennies at 51.03, and January down 63 cents at 50 1/2. Canola Market, January's in the red, 4:30 at 6.62 and 30 cents. With cotton market for March down $1.12, sitting at 81.47. May cotton's also down $1.09 at 81.98 cents. Looking at your U.S. dollar index, we're back up in the green today. December index is up a half a buck at 104 and a penny. March index is up 51 cents at 103.66. We have the euro sitting at 107, the Japanese yen at 69 cents, and the British pound at 1 and a quarter. 30-year bonds today for December, they're up, down just over a point at 119.60. And 10-year notes for December down a quarter of a point at 110 even. Stock market today still mostly higher here with the Dow Jones in the green 90 points right now. The S&P up by 9. The NASDAQ in the green by 38 points at 14,379. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Hurry in for big savings at Rusty Eck Ford's Used Car Blowout. Over 300 vehicles will be available at the lowest possible prices. Drive home today with zero down and low loan payments starting as little as $189 per month.
The selection, lowest prices too. That's the reason people choose Rusty Eck Ford. Yeah, you can't do better than that.
From Fords, Chevys, Rams, Dodges, Jeep, Honda, Toyota, Kia, and more. Most makes and models will be available. Cars, trucks, SUVs. Payments starting as low as $189 per month with zero down. Hurry into the used car blowout at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
You don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Plus tax and fees, 2015 Chrysler 61 restocked on repeat T175OA, 750 or better credit score, limited term financing and approval of credit cannot be combined with any other offers or specials subject to prior sales. See dealer for details.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The weed-toothed spurge is part of the same family as poinsettias and share many characteristics with the holiday plant. K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster discusses how to identify toothed spurge and control methods for it. She mentions a few tricks that people could use to recognize the plant.
Toothed spurge is a plant that is found all across the state of Kansas. As the name implies, it's in the spurge family. So we have toothed spurge that we're going to talk about today, but other folks might be familiar with spotted spurge or maybe prostrate spurge. Prostrate spurge is the one we oftentimes see growing in the sidewalks that grows real flat across the ground. You can amaze your friends by breaking off a piece of the stem, and you'll have this little milky sap that comes out. And that's a characteristic of the spurge family, is that milky sap. So tooth spurge, the plant we'll talk about today, has that. Also, poinsettias are in the spurge family, and they'll have that as well. So that sap can be a little toxic and cause skin irritation, eye irritation, things like that, right? Which is why we always get the big message about don't let your kids or your cats eat the poinsettias, right?
Lancaster says how the tooth spurge's flower isn't a common flower shape.
Tooth spurge is going to look a little bit like a poinsettia that forgot to change colors. So if you look at the top of the plant, it has flowers that are really not very noticeable at all. They're kind of a lime greenish color, and they look like little, like the inside of a jingle bell or something, sitting on top of the plant. And then there'll be a cluster of what looks like leaves around those. Those are actually bracts, so those are actually parts of the flower. In most flowering plants, those bracts are smaller, and their main function is to kind of protect the floral structures, the important floral structures for making seeds, right? But in plants like tooth spurge and poinsettia, those bracts become conspicuous, and that's what actually changes colors in our poinsettias, is the bracts.
She lists a few of the products that can be used to work on controlling the plant.
So this weed is not easily controlled with glyphosate, but you can use products like atrazine or metribuzin. So atrazine in our corn and sorghum programs, metribuzin in our soybean programs. Valor is also effective on this weed. So in a fallow system, folks might want to look at dicamba for control. So there are some options there. It's just we rely so much on glyphosate in the group 15s, and it's not very well controlled by those.
That was K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster with what should and shouldn't work for management of tooth spurge. Read more about the weed at www.eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY. library so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.